Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm speaking with comedian Gallagher, who's on tour through the West with a number of shows. I'll be performing coming up Thursday at the Memorial Center in Libby, Friday at the Motherlode Theater in Butte. There's a Sunday performance on September 25th at the Mansfield Center in Great Falls. A number of other shows in South Dakota and on into Idaho. I'll be playing at the Panada Theater in Sandpoint. This tour is called Birthday Bash, Gallagher, the Joke's on You comedy tour. Special guest Artie Fletcher. So great to get a chance to talk with you.
Well, I really wasn't looking forward to being 70 years old, but I just hung out around and it just happened to me.
Well, that's what happens, right?
I don't know. It never happened before.
Well, that's great. Well, Gallagher, certainly you're known for all sorts of really crazy fun props in your shows, more than a dozen Showtime specials, smashing various things on stage, those kinds of things. One of the things I've always loved about you, though, is you must have an incredible love of the English language. You almost always work in quite a bit on how quirky our language is into your shows.
I am a wordsmith, and I do appreciate the language and how it originated and spelling. I have a whole routine I do now on how French has invaded our language, and we don't realize how much French we say every day and how important those words are, like fiancé and résumé, the person you're going to marry and a paper that has everything you've ever done. These are important words. They ought to be Anglo-Saxon words. I'm proud of my language. I like K's and T's and harsh consonants. We're like Vikings. But the French, they have a lot of vowels. They're afraid to say K's and T's. Like ballet, you don't even say the T.
That's right.
I have a lot of poems on my website also. You can see me on Facebook on Leo Gallagher. It's open to the whole world. And also on my website, Gallagher Smash, or you can just Google me. And I have poems on there for kids. I have one about a butterfly that's being arrested for what she did as a caterpillar. And I wrote that for all the kids who are incarcerated so they would learn that they could change and become something else. And then I have another poem about a spider who is looking for a new place for his web and uses a realtor. And that's for kids to learn to get up and go out of their house and attack the world.
I noticed some of the poems on your site. I also noticed that you have a bucket list and also a list of ways to leave the world a better place.
Every time you get a good idea, it becomes another job you have. I have an idea for family reunion facilities because the kids need a place where they can be wild and be with their parents and their relatives. And hotels are just not, they're not safe for kids and they're too expensive. And I want to, you know, kids join gangs for that family feel. And I just feel like this is something we need all across America. And I need to do this before I'm not here anymore. And so I made that list. And I have a wonderful patent for new software for slot machines so that you could play slots on a phone or an iPad. I don't know why I couldn't. I sent that to Jeff Bezos at Amazon, and he says, no, he's not interested. And also Mark Cuba, and he didn't care for it. I can't figure it out. Life was so easy at the beginning of my career. Now it's so difficult.
Well, you do have a lot of really interesting ideas. I loved that list on your website. And I agree, there's some really good ideas there.
It's supposed to be America. It's supposed to be the land of opportunity for the innovator and the inventor. Certainly, I can't be just the guy that invented smashing, although Blue Man Group and Quar and Insane Clown Posse and even Shamu owes me a check every time they do a show.
Well, you certainly are known. I imagine you can't escape that part of your history when you travel and you perform. But talk a little bit about what you're doing on your current show and a little bit about Artie Fletcher, too, who's on the road with you.
Artie is an actor that's been on a lot of Law and Orders, and he's a regular visitor with the Howard Stern show. And so when I work on the East Coast, he's more well-known. And then in the Midwest, I'm more well-known. And we just bring a whole different balance, either Midwest, that's me, or East Coast, and that's him. And I'm just doing something different. Rather than the comedian sitting in the dressing room and waiting their turn, we stay on stage together the whole time and entertain everybody. As an artist, I'm always trying new things.
Well, I was going to ask you that. What makes you laugh these days? And as you're, you know, working on new material and working on something that you want to take out, it's your 70th birthday bash tour. What are the kind of things that you're doing that's new and exciting for you?
Well, working with Artie's one, because actually we had another comedian, Bob Nelson, sometimes in some of the shows. I laugh. Well, as a comedian, I'm not supposed to laugh. I'm supposed to control myself. You know, when you become an artist in any area, it ruins that area for you. Like if you were in the car business, then you wouldn't be excited about cars because you'd know too much about it. And I probably know too much about comedy. I can see the punchline coming, you know. But I know about regular people and what makes them laugh, and I try to bring a show that they're going to like. So many comedians think that comedy, stand-up comedy, is therapy, that they should talk about their life. But I don't think that's right at all. I think it's supposed to be a service business where you bring something that the audience wants. It's up to you to investigate the audience ahead of time and figure them out and do some research and talk about things that affect them.
Well, I love how you find everyday humor in some of the most crazy and mundane places. One of the things I like most about you, and I've been aware of your career off and on for many years now, is you seem to have so much fun doing what you do. And do you still have fun in front of an audience when the curtain rolls back and you get out in front of people? Is it still fun for you?
Yes. And you know what? That becomes suspicious in this world these days. They think that somebody that's excited is somehow crazy, that somebody that wants to do something is somehow not normal. And my enthusiasm for life and the things that I do seems odd to the young people these days. So I'm trying to get them excited about what they're doing. It's the craziest thing ever. You know, people say things like, if you want to do the math, well, of course you want to do the math. Don't you want to use your brain? Don't you want to know how to cipher for yourself in your head? It just seems like maybe these electronic devices are making people a little too lazy, but I'm excited about it. I like the fact that all the information in the world is on my phone and I can just get to it and find things out and figure stuff out. I love it. I'm just a curious person. Maybe I'm from another planet. I don't know.
Have you been in Montana before?
Oh, I must have been everywhere before. I've been doing this since I was 30 for 40 years, four decades. I do 100 shows a year, so that's 4,000 shows. And I smack about five or six watermelons, so that's almost 20,000 watermelons. And I've probably been everywhere two or three times. People come back and they bring their kids. You know, and the whole family comes to the show. I don't like New York. That's where I don't want to be. New York and Los Angeles. I like every place else in between.
Well,
that's why I'm in Montana.
Well, we're glad to have you back in our neck of the woods. I've been speaking with Gallagher. The Montana shows in Idaho as well, Panada Theater in Sandpoint on Tuesday. The Thursday night performance is at 7 o'clock at the Memorial Center in Libby. Friday the 23rd at the Motherlode Theater in Butte. That's an 8 o'clock show. Sunday the 25th at the Mansfield Center in Great Falls. Showtime for that performance is 4 p.m. The website is gallaghersmash.com. See the bucket list, the ways to leave the world a better place, the poems, and the schedule. So great to talk with you. Thanks.
Well, thank you for having me. This has been more than a thrill. This has been an inconvenience.
Thanks a lot.